For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Paris for today's UN Climate Change Conference. Xi Jinping was received by his French counterpart, François Hollande, at the Élysée Palace and is scheduled to meet US President Barack Obama on the sidelines of the summit. Paris will host 147 heads of state and government for the UN Climate Change Conference, which aims to secure a binding commitment from participating countries to reduce global emissions and keep temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius. The Chinese president will deliver a speech at the conference, raising China's proposals on countering climate change. He will then leave for state visits to Zimbabwe and South Africa and a summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg. The death toll in a gas poisoning incident in East China's Shandong province has risen to 10. The incident happened on Sunday afternoon at a stainless steel company. Another 7 people have been hospitalized. The cause of the incident is under investigation. China's securities regulator is investigating 3 big brokerages over alleged breaches of rules on signing client contracts. CITIC Securities, Haitong Securities and Gosen Securities are being investigated by the China Securities Regulatory Commission. The probes are into contracts which the 3 brokers signed with clients on margin finances and short selling. Currently, their normal operations remain unaffected. Shares of Chinese brokerages led a decline in A-share markets on Friday, with CITIC down by the 10% daily limit. Haitong shares dropped 4% before trading was suspended in Hong Kong. The European Union and Turkey signed a deal to stem migrant flows on Sunday at a summit in Brussels. According to the deal, the EU will offer Turkey €3 billion, or some $3.2 billion, to help improve the living conditions of Syrian refugees in Turkey, plus a revival of stalled talks on Turkey's possible membership of the bloc. The EU has been negotiating with Turkey since September on strengthening the country's border controls with Greece in a bid to stem the unexpected migrant or refugee influx. Some 1.5 million illegal migrants have arrived in the EU so far this year. About 2.2 million Syrian refugees are now living in Turkey. The body of a Russian pilot who was killed after his jet was downed by Turkish forces is being brought back to his homeland. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the body was delivered to Turkey late on Saturday. The Prime Minister has also noted that with different coalitions operating in Syria, similar incidents like the downing of the Russian jet could happen again unless there was information sharing and coordination. Turkey-Russia relations have plummeted after Turkey shot down the Russian jet fighter, claiming that the Russian Su-24 warplane had violated its airspace. Russia insists that its warplane was flying in Syria's airspace when it was brought down. Israel has suspended contacts with the European Union in relation to the peace process with the Palestinians, following the EU's decision to specifically label products produced in Jewish settlements. A foreign ministry spokesman said, however, that direct diplomatic contacts with individual countries such as Germany, Britain and France would continue. The move comes in the wake of new EU guidelines saying goods produced in Jewish settlements in the West Bank, East Jerusalem and the northern Golan Heights should be labelled as such and not as products of Israel. The Russian Emergency Situations Ministry said on Sunday that the power supply had been resumed in the whole region of Crimea after a week-long electricity blackout. The ministry said Crimea's own electricity generation system could now satisfy more than 50% of the power demand, adding that 20 convoys carrying about 250 electricity generators were on their way to the peninsula. Last Sunday morning, activists, including ethnic Crimean Tatars and members of Ukrainian nationalist movements, allegedly destroyed several electricity pylons in southern Ukraine, including 2 important power lines leading to Crimea. This left more than 1.8 million people in the Black Sea resort without power. Kobe Bryant has officially announced his retirement. The 37-year-old NBA and Olympic champion announced his decision in a poem he wrote and published in the Players' Tribune. Kobe has admitted that his body can only handle the grind of professional sports for so long. He's set to retire from the sport after this season with the LA Lakers. Kobe previously signed a 2-year deal with the team, which is up after this season. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.